It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. The U.S. government recently banned imports of caviar taken from endangered beluga sturgeon found in the Caspian Sea. And that has people who love fish eggs on their crackers looking around for alternatives. One option is eggs taken from a giant creature called the paddlefish, which lives in the Mississippi River system. Demand for these eggs is rising, and government biologists are worried about the future of the paddlefish. NPR's John Nielsen has a report.
Paddlefish are weird-looking filter feeders with big flat snouts and shark-shaped tails. Big ones measure more than 5 feet long and weigh close to 100 pounds. Their meat, at best, is an acquired taste, and up until the 70s, the market for their eggs was basically non-existent. Deborah Blackwelder is a commercial fisherwoman who catches paddlefish in Savannah, Tennessee. When she was a kid, she says the eggs were used mostly as pig slop.
I can remember my sisters and I, my brother, we would carry number two wash tubs full of the eggs out and feed them to the hogs.
Then one day, a car pulled up in the driveway. The people inside asked Blackwelder's father if he'd like to sell his paddlefish eggs to a dealer.
Dad thought they were crazy. Like, who in the world would want to eat a fish egg?
As it turns out, lots of people. The market for paddlefish eggs has been growing fitfully since the 1980s, and it grew again this fall when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service banned imports of beluga caviar. The eggs that used to be pig slop now fetch more than $70 a pound. And Phil Bottoli, a fisheries biologist with the United States Geological Service, says pregnant paddlefish carry an average of 10 pounds of eggs, or about $700 each.
And that's wholesale. And then that wholesale will turn around and the markup will be about fourfold. So now you have a $700 or $800 fish, and multiply that by four, and you have a fish worth several thousand dollars. So there's a lot of places in the world where a fish swimming around worth $1,000 or more is going to get a lot of attention.
Blackwelder and her family catch paddlefish in gill nets strung across low rivers. Roughly 8 of every 100 of the fish they catch carry eggs. Usually, she throws back everything except the big pregnant females. Blackwelder's mother, Maudie Melson, says checking the bellies of these fish for eggs without killing them is a delicate art.
I had a little bitty, tiny, sharp knife, and I'd just run that down in there in a little old syringe, small syringe down in there and pull it up, and if I got an egg in it, I brought him in, but if I didn't, I turned him loose.
But others are not so discriminating. According to a recent federal study, Tennessee paddlefish are smaller and younger than they used to be. That means fewer females are getting a chance to lay their eggs. Biologist Phil Bottoli is the author of the study.
We concluded without a shadow of a doubt that the fish are being harvested at a rate that cannot go on forever. That if they kept it up, they eventually catch every last one. And we'd be in the same situation that we are in many other fisheries all over the world, both freshwater and saltwater.
In hopes of avoiding a paddlefish collapse, the state of Tennessee has increased the minimum size limit for these fish and shortened the fishing season. Local traders support the move, but some local fishers don't think the rules go far enough. One of them is Debbie Blackwelder, who says there are still too many boats chasing paddlefish through local waters. Not like it used to be.
Back then, you knew who fished every stretch of the river. And then now, you know, I might go down here and there might be 5 boats pulling to where I fished all my life and I've never seen them before. There's just so many people trying to get into this right now because they think it's quick money.
Blackwelder says she's watched newcomers cut foot-long slices in the bellies of juvenile female paddlefish before throwing the eggless youngsters back overboard to die. If that doesn't stop, she says it won't be long before the nets start coming up empty. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.